Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Olala Njinga still hanging out with us. She's Olala, did you know that this is your fifth anniversary of being on the show?
No way.
Happy
really?
Happy anniversary, baby.
Wow. And it's in my birthday month, so a double reason to
I know. How about that? And you know what?
Love
you know
it.
What? You know what the fifth anniversary gift is?
What?
It's an email.
Okay.
You got it yesterday.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, when we reminded you about the show, that was your...
There you go. That's what I'm thinking.
That was your fifth anniversary email.
That was my birthday. Hey, yeah. I'm just happy to still be hanging out with you in the audience for five years.
We're glad you're here. We're glad we found you. So, okay, I wanted to take this segment and give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things that you're doing. Folks, I think Olala, besides, I always knew she was a cool lady, but she has branched out her career and has decided to take on some civic responsibility. And I'm so proud of her for doing this. Everybody couldn't do it. I'm not sure I could. I don't think I could. But she is taking on some positions in the state of North Carolina to try to improve things over there. A couple of different
right.
jobs over there. I want you to tell them about what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I sit on the NC Works Commission, which is basically a relationship between our commerce, our Department of Commerce, and our workforce development arm. And the NC Works Commission is responsible for, in short, overseeing and making recommendations to our General Assembly that allow us to prepare today's workforce and equip tomorrow. And so that's kind of really the nugget
of it. So
this
is workforce optimization kind of stuff?
It is, and it's also a preparatory tool. So we have a mandate. So the easiest way to explain it is we have a mandate from our governor that 67% of the workforce should have some post-secondary training and education to allow us to create opportunities for higher-paying jobs and increase our competitive talent pool across mm-hmm. the state, because we do have phenomenal higher education facilities.
Oh, no question.
Here.
I mean, every other block's got a college in on it over there, right. a university. So you're working with high schools?
No, we're working with everything across the spectrum. So some of it is okay. veterans, some of it is vocational, some of it is high school, a lot of it is adult training and education.
So what are some of the deliverables?
So one of the things that I am working on right now is a strategic plan. So I chair the strategic planning committee, and we're responsible for bringing to the floor of the commission basically a strategic approach for how to realize the governor's mandate and who are the partners that are involved. So it's this incredible system of working with schools, working with higher education, working
right.
with state agencies to really raise the level of talent across the state and create an environment where everyone wants to work, live, and play here in the state.
So you're making sure that people have the maximum opportunity to become qualified for a higher paying job.
Yes, because we see that our jobs are shifting in
the state.
Are
you working with chambers of commerce at all on this?
We have our North Carolina State Chamber that provides input, so they would be considered
because
what we call, like,
state,
a partner.
And North Carolina's had a little bit of a different chamber structure than a lot of states do, as I remember. But I know across a lot of the states, the chambers, the local chambers, work very close by being sort of a nexus, kind of a partner between high schools and like junior colleges, for example.
Yeah.
To make sure that the high schools are preparing their students for the education, the post-secondary education that will help them get a job with the employers who are in the community.
Yes, you just hit the nail on the head. And those community college systems, they have a lot more agility than some of our four-year institutions. So we're able to realize a lot of high-impact programs through relationships with our community college systems.
Right.
So it's really an exciting time in North Carolina to have access and access points to those additional learning opportunities and increase your wages. It's just a really amazing time, and that's why I'm involved, because, you know, I'm an employer, and so I want to make sure that top talent is available for small business.
Well, I don't know how you do it. You're going to school, you're running a business, you're helping the state. I mean, you're an amazing person, Olalla, and I want to thank you for all the contribution that you make. And keep inspiring folks over there. Keep doing a good job. And keep coming back here, okay?
I promise I will.
Olalla,
thank you.
Olalla.com, right?
Yes, Olalla.com.
All right, so check it out. Olalla and Jenga, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.